what up? Spotify, Apple, Google, and all podcast platform listeners, ladies and gentlemen, weez, otakus, jigaboos, hullabaloos, normies, you uncultured onlookers, whatever you want to call yourself, you know, we don't discriminate, you know, whatever your pronouns are, we welcome you to Geek Out with DJ and Trip. Let's give a W for that intro. I'm just saying, it's
yes,
W
sir.
For
that intro. Yes, sir.
All right, so here you are joined by myself, DJ, a.k.a. Darius, also known as Otaku Black One on YouTube, Twitch, Otaku Black Gaming, and that's going to be Otaku Black underscore gaming, and Twitter at OTK, which is for Otaku Black underscore gaming. And who am I here joined with? You know, the one and only, my homeboy, who needs no further introductions from me. I'm going to let him do all that for you. Go ahead, boy.
What's up to all the listeners that's listening right now? You know, my name is Trip, and I'm just, you know, your average Joe. You know, some think that I'm, you know, the jack of all trades. I consider myself the goat of all trades. So if you want to, you know, look at some of my skits that I've done or look at my Instagram, you can look at my YouTube on Trip the Goat. And that's all caps. Or you can look on my Instagram, which is at dopeass underscore Jedi. And, you know, we just some boys from Mississippi that love anime and, you know, inspire, you know, game designers and graphic designers and just give young black men another path to, you know, be successful.
Yes, sir. To add to that, again, what up? It's your boy, DJ, aka Darius, whichever one you want to call me, Otaku Black also. So just want to, you know, give a shout out to all my fellow weez and otakus. Glad you're here with us today. Again, that is all my information on my YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter accounts. So a little bit about me, just a guy from Tupelo, Mississippi, as he mentioned, born and raised in Mississippi. Just love video gaming, love anime. Graduated from Mississippi State, Hale State, with a degree in IT. Currently residing in Florida, Flo-Rida, you know, Sunshine State. And just right now, some of the things that I'm working on currently is getting my Twitch channel off the ground, again, which is Otaku Black underscore gaming, as well as my YouTube, Otaku Black One. And I'm also a video editor slash film editor, and all that I'm doing is self-taught. I'm not going to any classes or doing any school for that. I'm just, like, kind of learning this through, like, YouTube University, as we call it, because you can learn everything online, obviously. And then also, you know, we got this podcast going, which is called Geek Out with DJ and Trip. So, yeah, that's a little bit about myself.
Yes, sir. And me, I graduated from Platt College, and I got my graphic design degree. I used to do dibble and dabble and other things like photography and things of that nature. I recently moved back to Mississippi, and everything that I do that you see on my Twitch and YouTube and my TikTok. I have TikTok, which is Trip Got TikTok. Everything we do is self-taught. And I rarely do graphic design now. You know, it's more of a freelancing thing for me because I want to further my education and do game design. But, you know, if you need like a logo or something, you know, hit your boy up. You know what I'm saying? I might do a deal with you if you listen to the podcast. But I enjoy watching anime. I read a lot of manga. I read a lot of comic books. I'm normally on YouTube, like animal videos and, you know, funny things, try to keep myself, you know, educated. You know, I read books sometimes, you know, try to keep myself, you know, well diverse in the culture. But, you know, that's it for my little introduction. So I want to get into what's Geek Out with DJ and Trip. So let them know where we going with this podcast, what's our goals and, you know, what we're aiming for, DJ?
All right, so over here with us, the reason we call it the podcast Geek Out with DJ and Trip is the premise of the name is not only to geek out about pop culture and anime and video gaming, which we will be doing a lot, but, you know, it's just to also let people know that you geeking out could be geeking out about anything, you know, just something that you just generally love talking about, that you're always, you know, in high spirits whenever somebody asks you about it, and you just enjoy having that dialogue with other individuals, or you might even have a community of people that you talk to, you know, these talk about with these specific things, topics, ideas, whether it be anime, gaming, and pop culture, or it might be something outside of that. Who knows? But for us, we love geeking out about anime, pop culture, and gaming, and that's pretty much the premise of the podcast. And that's what we'll be talking about a lot on our podcast, just so you know, going forward. So, you know, even if you're not somebody who's into that, you can definitely learn a lot and, you know, be well entertained and have fun listening to our podcast, because we're going to definitely keep it fun. We're going to keep it exciting. We're going to keep it fresh for you guys.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Because, like, we too diverse to just let all this talent and this charisma that's oozing from us just go to waste. So we decided to, you know, hey, let's try something and put it out on people that's like-minded and enjoy listening to a podcast that has, you know, everything to do with culture and anime for sure.
Oh yeah, without a doubt, man. And then, you know, it's just a great topic to talk about because it's such a broad range. You know, you got anime, you got gaming, you got pop culture. I mean, we can talk so much about these like few topics right there in general. I mean, each one of those topics is like broad in itself. I mean, you want to go anime, you could talk for endless days, millenniums, you know, lifetimes about this stuff. Same with gaming, same with pop culture. So, I mean, it's a no-brainer why we would choose this. I mean, we both love the shit, so we might as well talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, why not have this podcast so we can talk about it? I mean, we talk about it, you know, every day when we get on the phone with one another, or just like in general with people who are also in the community. So it's like, hey, man, you know, we talk about this and we had a good conversation. And when we talk about it on the phone and in person, why not just do a podcast about it? I'm pretty sure other people would, you know, feel like listening and, you know, chime in too. So that's kind of why we did it. You know, it's like having a conversation with your homie or, you know, a really, you know, cool individual. That's kind of how this is going to feel. You know, it's going to be that podcast where you feel like you just sitting down with your homies, friends, you know, just talking and kicking back, you know, just listening to each other. It's banter, you know, having a good time. That's kind of how we want to make you feel when you come on and listen to our podcast.
And that's facts. And like our relationship, you know, we've been friends for about 15 years now, man. Like, this right here,
long time.
Brotherhood, long time. So our chemistry, everything, you know, it's going to be organic. It's going to be, you know, real. It's like no pretend, no script, no none of that. You know, just us talking, you know what I'm saying? Just talking shit with y'all and, you know, getting the vibe.
Acting ignorant.
Acting ignorant.
It's going to be a lot of that. Y'all got to get ready. It's going to be a lot of ignorant shit.
Yeah. I think how we met is funny as well. You want to tell the story? Or you want me to tell the story?
Man, it's always funnier when you tell it. So I'm going to let you tell it. I'm going to just chime in.
Okay. All right. So how we met, we both went to Tupelo. I had just moved from Corinth to Tupelo, and I was on the football team. And I was supposed to be a starter. So they was plugging me in. Oh, whatever. They was plugging me in with the starters, and I was a safety, and then the star player was a running back. And I don't know if some of y'all might know, some of y'all might not know, Chad Bumpus. You know, he was an athlete, like he could do it all.
I didn't know cream of the crop, goddamn.
I ain't know none of this shit. You know where I'm from, you know, we kill the person in front of you and you take his spot. You know, it's a survival of the fittest. So I'm coming down here with that mentality. And the first play, running play, comes straight through the middle. Reminds you, nobody is touching him. I'm like, what? I'm finna kill this man. So I get him the best form tackle I could give him without, you know, stopping his heart. So I give him the tackle. Before I could even celebrate, you know what I'm saying, feel good about it. I mean, every coach on the field was like, what the fuck are you doing? That's the star player. You don't hit the star player.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
they rang it, they rung me up and threw me to the side. And I'm like, what the hell going on? So, you know, everybody just shaking their head. I'm like, what's going on? So DJ, you know, he was like, hey, man, you don't hit the star player. To me, he showed me the ropes, and we just, you know, was chilling and vibing on the sidelines ever since. And we've been friends ever since.
Facts, bro. Man, it's so funny when I hear that story, though, because it's like, this man real deal tried to hit our, like, star player and tried to, like, end his life. Now, again, you know, he said he tried to stop his heart and shit, but I like, I'm going to tell you, he gave him a good form tackle and all. You know, he got him down, but it wasn't no bad hit stick or no shit like that. Let's get that understood. My boy loses that exaggerating on that one, but anyway, yeah, my boy, yeah, in his mind, you know, he had that little whole Madden scene in his head. Like, oh, yeah, he's going to fumble the ball and everything. Nah, that didn't happen. So, yeah, my boy Tripp, you know, he was new to Tupelo, obviously, coming from Corinth. I don't know how they do it over there. But anyway, he came over here to Tupelo. And, yeah, my boy, you know, hit Dandy Dozen, Chad Bumpus, which he was a wide receiver, by the way. Not a running back, my boy. But
he
yeah,
ran through that middle. He ran through that middle like he was that guy. And I had to stop pump his brakes.
But yeah, Chad was a wide receiver on our team. He was a Dandy Dozen. Okay, so if
he
any
was
you guys
a quarterback,
know,
the kicker, he was all that.
You're right. Now that you say that, I just thought of it. I said, this motherfucker did do it all. But anyway, this motherfucker was a jack of all trades on our team. This motherfucker can kick, this motherfucker can throw, this motherfucker can run, this motherfucker can catch. He can do it all, goddammit. So, knowing that, you would see why he is so vital and so important to our team. It's like, the whole team knew that was the unspoken, unwritten rule. You do not hit Chad Bumpus in practice, goddammit. We need him. We need this motherfucker for the game. We need his feet. We need his hands. We need it all. We need him in tip-top shape, goddammit. Don't touch him. So
they should have put that on a poster.
I agree. So when my boy Tripp got down here, he was just thinking, hey, this mug got the ball. He ain't down yet. Let me go in here and, you know, put this mug on the ground real quick. And my boy came and put him on the ground. But, boy, when I tell you, woo, all them coaches, woo, shit, boy, I ain't never seen all them damn white men get up so fast in my goddamn life. I thought it was going to be a lynching. I ain't going to lie, because they was all holding up on this nigga. I was like, oh, shit, this boy finna get kicked off the fucking team first day. God damn it. But they showed up for mercy and just took their ass over there on the sideline with the rest of us.
If that never happened, I don't even think I would have met you. If that never happened, I probably would have been in the NFL.
But cap again, you would 5'1"?
No.
So yeah, my boy ended up coming over to the sideline, and we was riding that sideline like some sideline shorties every game. You know what I'm saying? We were just having a good time because that's where we formed our friendship. You know, that's when I learned that this man, you know, was in the anime game and just like me. And from that point on, you know, it just was a friendship that developed into, you know, a brotherhood, like he said, and shit. I met his family. He met my family. Shit, this is a brotherhood for real. Like, we are brothers, dog. Like, I'm so glad that I'm doing this podcast with this man, because I couldn't think of anybody else that I would want to do it with. There are a couple people that, you know, I could do it with. Speaking of, you know, we got our homeboy, Jonte, aka Sensei Shaw Virus. He'll be jumping in on the podcast here and there also. So you guys will hear him every now and then. It might be all three of us. It might just be two of us, but you guys definitely hear him come in here and there as well. But yeah, man, this guy right here, like, we can talk about, like, previous conversations, like even conversations we had early before we started. Like, it was just smooth. I mean, get on the phone and it's Like, we ain't even like three states away from each other. It's like we right there in front of you. I swear to God, it's just straight good vibes, dog. And that's what we're going to be bringing y'all. So you can tell that it's going to be, you know, a really fun, enjoyable time, you know, with us too.
With, you know, for the astrology people, you know, he's a Leo, barely a Leo, but he's a Leo, and I'm a Virgo. Hey. So, you know, we gonna vibe regardless, you know, because we just right there, you know, our signs is right there. Same month, our birthday's in the same month.
Mm-hmm. That's my twin. Yeah. That's my twin. Now, let me stop. Bet that up.
So what to expect from us in this podcast? You're going to expect anime news. We're going to give y'all weekly anime news. You're going to expect guests. You're going to expect guests, and they're going to come on and, you know, geek out about topics they want to talk about. He's going to do the anime news. I'm going to do the manga news, because that's all I fucking do. When I have time at work, I read manga. So today and give y'all recommendations. The same with anime. He's gonna give y'all anime recommendations, his top five, you know, my top five, etc. And we also gonna do like themed episodes. So each episode we'll geek out about something, tell stories that's revolving around that theme. You know, games, sports, music, you know, whatever you want to geek out about for that week. And we also reviewing anime by the episode. And the first one we're going to do is Mashal. And that anime is basically, you ever wonder what would happen if Harry Potter couldn't do magic, but that motherfucker was strong? Well, you get that in Mashal. It's nothing but muscles and magic.
Mm-hmm. Hence the title of the fucking anime, by the way.
But if that's up your alley, stay tuned. Stay tuned, definitely, for sure.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And like you said, I'm going to be bringing you guys the anime news, so don't worry. I'm going to make sure I take care of y'all with that. So we're going to make sure that all the hottest anime that are getting ready to come out or that might already be out, you guys are up to date with that. And any anime news that might be coming out, anything regarding, you know, studios that might have something in the works. We also going to be talking about, you know, different content creators as well that might have some different things going on. So it's going to be a lot of stuff to talk about, events, you know, all that good stuff. So we're going to try to make sure we bring all that information to you guys each week for the podcast. So just be staying tuned and looking out for that, because it's going to be a blast, man, and we're going to have some fun, and we're going to enjoy delivering you this information and this content for sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And the next topic on hand, we want to give out, like, basically our goals. You know, we want to, you know, give y'all the insight of, you know, what type of goals we have in mind, you know, and also we want to state the affirmations that we have for the podcast as well. And, you know, us being Leos and Virgos, we are very goal-oriented, and we're not the type to just half-ass.
My nigga, something. What did you say? Goal what? Very
goal-oriented.
Oh, no, it's goal-oriented, bro.
Yeah, goal-oriented. Yeah, yeah, that way, yeah.
That part, goddammit.
Yeah, we very gold Oreos, yeah. Double dipped in milk.
Oh, whoa, wait a minute, pause. I don't like how you said that. double dipped in milk. I don't like that. I don't like that phrase, analogy, none of that shit. Anyway, I bet it did. You probably just thinking about some Oreos and some milk, you fat ass.
I ain't had that in a minute.
So, I bet. So anyway, let's get into these goals. So one of my goals, man, it's simple, man. It's just to develop a community of people Obviously, we already got a community, anime community, gaming community, you know, all that stuff. But we want to develop our own community that can come in and geek out with us, you know, and be supportive to one another and just help us and grow with us as, you know, we go through this journey with the podcast for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I feel that. Say just being able to be sponsored and acknowledged in the podcast community.
Yeah. So to be partnered with like a major streaming platform.
Oh yeah. So we can be legit. I'm ready to be legit.
Yes, Sirski. I'm with you on that. I feel that. That was one of my goals too. So I'm glad you mentioned it.
Oh yeah, check that out. Yeah.
Another goal for me is this is probably like one of my biggest things because I think this would be so cool, bro, is to bring like big names and content creators and influencers within the space, like anime, gaming, pop culture, you know, all of that, just to bring them onto the podcast as guests. So like a few people that I had in mind was like Afro Senju. If you guys haven't watched Afro Senju, like that dude is hilarious, bro. Like one of the funniest guys when it comes to anime, gaming, all that. Corey S. Kenshin, another guy who is just hilarious. I respect like his morals, his ethics, his, you know, everything about him. I respect it from a content creator standpoint, how he just goes about carrying himself and his channel. Some more guys that I definitely want to sit down with and have a talk with is RDC. Man, yes. Those guys have been really killing it. Like, I don't know for how long those guys been like really just like killing it. And I would just love to sit down with them and just talk to them, you know, face to face, one on one, and just like get a better understanding of like their blueprint, how they made it, all that good jazz.
They definitely are inspiration for sure.
Yeah, they definitely inspired us to like make that leap of faith and just like do it. I ain't gonna even lie. And then another one, this is my big one, Trip. This is my big one. This is the guy we gotta have out here. This is the guy I definitely want to see. This is the big homie, bro.
Okay,
Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, Michael, man, you shook the table with that one.
I had to, bro. That's a heavyweighted name. You know? I almost broke my table over here, dog, as soon as I said it.
I'm having flashbacks of Fortnite and getting killed by Michael B. Jordan on Fortnite, but that's not here or there. Like, yeah, that's a big name right there.
Hold on. Okay. Stop right there. He was on Fortnite for real.
He's on Fortnite.
Okay, I didn't know that. That's a bet then, shit.
He's like death. You see him, you're going to die. That's just how that go.
Them charming good looks, he's kill you instantly. Oh, so pretty. Like that SpongeBob episode with Squidward.
Yeah. But yeah, Michael B. Jordan, I think we can do that. Yeah, I think he's like end goal. You know, that's end goal. I think we made it.
Oh, without a doubt. Like I could. It's gonna be a mic drop at that point.
Yeah, I'm probably crying. Like he gonna be like, "Why y'all crying? Like, why the fuck y'all crying?" Cause it's like,
you were Black Panther, you were Fruit Man, you like anime. Okay, yeah, I'm doing crying now. then another goal that I have for the pod, man, is just like to give those of us who don't see many people like us in the space, you know, an example and just to feel included in the discussion, the general topics, you know. So that's one of my other goals as well. And for this podcast to grow, and it will grow beyond our expectations. I mean, I'm talking about hats with open dialogue and conversation, healthy, of course, camaraderie. So I'm talking Discords, Reddit threads, Twitter threads, Facebook groups, TikTok, you know, everything, bro. Just the whole nine yards where people just come together from all walks of life. And, you know, we just geek out on this stuff.
Yeah, then we can have 100 episodes and then 1,000 episodes. And we keep on doing it until we 50. And then it's like a, you know what I'm saying, we get our own channel at that point. You know, then after the channel, we just, or then we become a, you know, a Tyler Perry-esque type character. You know, we dream big, we want big. and with affirmations, you know, and manifestation, we're gonna get there. God damn it.
You goddamn right. Say but it again. I don't think they heard you in the back, god damn it.
We're gonna make that shit happen. Mark my words.
I don't know. That was the wrong. That was the wrong one. But anyway, y'all get the point.
But my only goal right now that I want to see for real is let's get to 1,000 listeners. I think once we get to 1,000 listeners, it's gonna keep rolling, and then we'll be able to afford like the video, you know, side of podcasting, where you know they can see our faces and you know interact with us on a different level. I just want to be able to, you know, evolve the podcast to where, you know, we're reaching more people and we have the funds to do that.
Yeah, for sure. I feel that. I like that one. I like that one. Yeah, I really like that one. Yes, sir. We definitely going to do that, my guy. We definitely going to do that.
Yeah. We just got to put that in our affirmations as well. You know, we are going to get 1,000. Mark my words. And once we do, you're going to see videos. We're going to be on YouTube, you know, Discords. Like, it's going to be a fun ride. You know, if you day one, you're going to see the journey. You're going to see all the character development.
Hell yeah, you're going to see it. Just like how you had to see Goku get his ass beat several times before he had to learn how to go Super Saiyan. The same with his son Gohan had to get his ass beat and watch people die in front of him to go Super Saiyan 2. The same way they... Okay, you get the point. Anyway, it's going to be some caterpillar. So we're going to fucking get beat up. We're going to get knocked down. But God damn it, we're going to have the power of the pencil behind us. And the power of the pencil is God behind us, God damn it. And he's going to write our development, and we're going to come back. We're going to be stronger. We're going to be better. And then we're going to kick ass. You hear me? Kick ass. All right? But like he was saying, man, that affirmation right there was very powerful. I'm glad you said that, because that is something that we will accomplish. We will reach 1,000 listeners, as well as this podcast will reach the community that will help us grow and develop and become the host that we are destined to be, so that we can give them the best possible entertainment, best possible show there is in this space.
Yep, yep. And start the ball, get the ball rolling. There's a question we're going to ask every guest. And since this is an introduction to us, it's only right that we answer the question first. And the question that we're going to ask everybody is, what got you into anime or / you know, geeking out about said topic?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, sir. Well, what got me started in anime, I think it's probably the basic, I ain't gonna say basic, but it's probably like most of us that are around our age, you know, for me and you, like, I'm pretty sure it's like the same for you, possibly, I don't know, but we got started back like our childhood with Cartoon Network when Dragon Ball Z used to come on Cartoon Network and started watching then, you know, from Dragon Ball Z, I evolved to Naruto. And then from Naruto, that's when like my anime like world and window kind of just opened up. I take that back. I'm gonna backtrack a little bit. So DBZ obviously was the first one, because the Cartoon Network was like how that introduced like, I guess, anime to, you know, over here in the States. So DBZ was the first one that got me kind of interested and hooked. Then from that point, I don't know if you remember this, but it was a late night show that used to come on the Cartoon Network channel called Toonami, right?
Yeah.
That's when I really got invested into anime, because that's when they started bringing a lot of the anime in, if I'm not mistaken, from over in Japan. So that's where you would see like Trigun, Cowboy Bebop, Naruto, Inuyasha, what's the other one? Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yep.
All those animes would come on Toonami, because they would come on late at night. And that's how I ended up getting heavy into anime. And then from that point, once Toonami had stopped, that's when I actually started going and searching anime on like anime sites. You needed that, how to make sure that everybody ain't listening. You know, I was using free sites and everything. But yeah, anyway, I was watching anime on the internet, and that's how I kind of got into the world of anime and started, you know, deep diving into that mug and just started getting the exposure to all the different categories and genres of anime. Because at first I was just like, okay, everything's gonna be like Naruto and Dragon Ball Z, right? Nah, you got hella anime and genres and different situations and stories. I was like, what is this? A whole new world. So yeah, that's kind of how I got into anime.
Okay. So like with me, like this is a time before phones was a thing. You know, we didn't have phones where we could just look at shit. We didn't have laptops either. So you know, I've always seen like Pokemon and Digimon, Beyblade.
Oh yeah.
You know, OGs, yeah.
I forgot about Pokemon.
They didn't keep me hooked as a child because I was a Nickelodeon child. You know, I was watching Nickelodeon, Ah, Monsters, Hey Arnold, you know what I'm saying, Doug Funny. You know, I was watching that. I was really Nickelodeon. Now, what
yeah, you was a 90s cartoon guy for real.
My mom was watching, she was watching Big O. I didn't understand it. I was like, okay, this cartoon different. And then Sailor Moon came on. She left to cook, but I was watching Sailor Moon. And I was like, okay, this is different. They got, you know, adult bodies. You know, they didn't have kid bodies. And when she changed, to this day, I never knew her name. I just knew Sailor Moon. I didn't know what her name was or nothing. And when she changed from normal to superhero, I was hoping to see like what she looked like under the clothes. So every week I'm tuning in trying to see what's under her clothes. And it was always sparkly rainbows and shit. I'm like, God damn it. Maybe next week. Girls, I was like, okay, maybe I'm gonna see her naked. And yeah, that's what really got me hooked, like tuning in type shit. But then I eventually started watching Toonami for myself. But yeah, Sailor Moon, you know, shout out to y'all.
That's crazy. I think I remember you telling me this story, but I think I forgot the Sailor Moon part. Ain't no way, boy. You thought you were going to watch some soft porn or something?
Yes, I was definitely a pervert.
Boy, that's funny as hell. That's funny.
And the crazy thing is, I used to get nosebleeds a lot, like in school. I never knew why. Now I know why. Like, I was just a pervert.
You being serious about that?
I'm dead ass. You can ask my mom.
Okay. I know mama going to confirm me. You ain't even have to say no more. I know she ain't going to lie about that then. God damn, I can't believe it. I don't think I ever knew that about you, bro.
Yeah, like it just kind of stopped. Like, I don't know when it stopped. I guess I accepted my pervert life, and that's when it stopped. But
Nah, it wasn't that. It stopped because you knew you wasn't going to see no anime titties from no Sailor Moon.
Yeah, the realization of, you know what? I just need to watch anime for what it's worth.
Mm-hmm. The story, not the fan service. Thank you. Oh man, yes sir, yes sir.
But speaking of like anime, what would be like a top five for people to like start watching anime? Because we started naturally, but now we have phones and computers and shit like that. So, what would be your top five for newcomers?
For newcomers, or you just mean my top five in general?
Top five for newcomers, like people who, you know, oh, let me give it a chance. You know, I don't really watch TV like that. I'm busy. So, you know, what would you give them? You know, the difficult people that never seen anime, never imagined that they'll be watching anime. What five would you give them?
The five I would give people, one, well, I'm gonna start with two from the new era right now. One being Demon Slayer. It's definitely a good startup anime for anybody that's wanting to get into anime, because it's going to grab your attention and it's going to keep you hooked, and the art style is amazing. The other one would definitely be Jujutsu Kaisen. Again, it's going to hook you. It's going to get you in there from the very first episode, and the art style is amazing. Story is great. just all around amazing anime. A third one for me, I'm gonna kick it back a little bit with this one, would be Death Note. If you want one that's like dark, witty, got a lot of, you know, character development, the story is amazing, Death Note is definitely a great startup anime. For anybody that's looking to get outside of that, you know, adventure hero is kind of anime, if you just want to kind of explore a different realm. A fourth one, and this is going to be one that I'm pulling from my sports catalog. It would probably have to be either Kuroko no Basket or Haikyuu.
Oh, okay, okay.
Both of those are amazing. Those are really good. I mean, Kuroko no Basket, let me just put it like this. Kuroko no Basket is like Dragon Ball Z meets fucking basketball, bro. I mean, these motherfuckers be out here teleporting and shit on the damn court. I mean, they be doing some crazy. And it be some of the most basic basketball moves, I swear. But the way that they animate it and the way that they execute it is like, bro, that was hard as fuck. I swear to God, when you watch that, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, sports anime are like that. Sports anime are like that.
Thanks.
And then my fifth and final one is probably going to be an isekai, which is Overlord.
Was not expecting that.
I know, I know. And Overlord is in my top five as one of my favorite also. But Overlord, I think, is a good starter anime as well.
Okay. This was different than what I expected.
I bet it was. Got to keep you on your toes, brother.
Okay. So, before I do my five, I want to shout out to Pokemon, because every motherfucker on this planet done seen Pokemon. I don't give a fuck. Everybody done seen Pokemon at least once.
Or at least know a reference to Pokemon.
You know what Pokemon is. That was your gateway to anime. Either you sung the song, or you done bought some cards for either your son, or when you was in school. God damn it, that was your introduction. You should have kept going.
That or Yu-Gi-Oh,
god damn it. You done watched something. And Avatar. If you like the Avatar, god damn it, you should have kept watching
Avatar. Oh, yeah, Avatar was, that was the Nickelodeon one. Damn, I forgot about Avatar. Yeah. That shit was fire, too.
Yeah, if you like that, you might as well start watching anime. But anyway, my top five. Number one would be Death Note, for sure. My grandmama watched Death Note. That's how I know that was a good
one. That's crazy. I ain't even know that.
Because I wanted to test some shit out. I was like, let me see what shit
works. Ain't no.
On light side, that motherfucker was on light side. I'm like, yeah, you a sick motherfucker. But anyway.
Your grandma was like that, bro. Your grandma was like that.
Yeah, she liked that. Okay, number two. Number two would be Spy Family. Easy to watch. It's a new one. It's definitely something that warm your tum tum. Number three, I would say Naruto. I would go Naruto, the first season, and watch it on Netflix to skip the intro, because that's what's going to turn people off. If you just watch it just to watch the show, skip the intro, I think that's a good starter. Number four, Assassination Classroom.
Oh, yeah, that is a good one.
Assassination Classroom is funny. It has a story and easy to follow. Number five, you went with Overlord. I'm going with Erased. I know. People who watch Law and Order, shit like that, they're going to like that.
It's
a detective mystery, you know, with a little bit of sci-fi. You don't know what you're going to get, but you know what you're going for. Definitely something that get them started.
Yeah, that's a good one. That was a good one. That's a good one, bro. I ain't even gonna lie. That was a fire one. I wish I would have thought of that one. That on fire. I plan
on doing a skit on TikTok using that, the opening song. I plan on incorporating it. That's what it was on fresh on my mind.
I got you. Bet that up. That was good.
So what else we got on the docket?
What else we got on the docket? Man, what you mean? We crushed the docket. That was it, brother.
All right.
That's all we had, man. Man, it was good. It's a good episode, bro. I really enjoyed this.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So if y'all enjoy yourselves, y'all stay tuned, you know, for the next episode. We're going to be talking about Hell's Paradise. We're going to be talking about anime news, anime on the radar, manga suggestions, top five most anticipated, a recap of everything that happened within, let's say July. Because a lot of shit done happened since we've been doing this podcast. And, you know, we definitely got to fill y'all in on that.
Yeah, it's a lot going on in July. It's a lot of anime done started. Man, it's a lot. Anime, gaming, everything. Like, damn.
And on top
so much
of that,
to recap, bro.
Hell yeah. And on top of that, y'all can watch Mashal with us. Watch the first episode, and we're going to recap it. And, you know, see if y'all share the same mindset or same feelings about it next week.
Yes, sirski.
Or the week after that. Well, whenever we come back on. So, you know.
Yeah,
stay tuned.
And be expecting these podcasts weekly. I can't remember if we mentioned that or not earlier, but yeah, be expecting these podcasts weekly. Unless something, you know, happens, don't forget we do lead lives outside of the podcast. This isn't like the only project that myself and Trip work on. We also have other projects outside of it that we're working on. So don't be upset or irritated if we don't make it for a week. But the plan and the goal is to do these weekly, of course, and have them out for you guys so that you can listen to them. Again, it's going to be on all platforms. Spotify is going to be the first one that'll see it, but then we'll have it uploaded to all the other platforms as well so that everybody can be included and listen and, you know, just geek out with us, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And if nothing else, I believe that's all I got. Oh, and just so you know, we are trying to go for, you know, the whole anime style episode structure. So it's going to be 12 episodes for season one. Season two, you know, we're going to have to jump broken down in seasons. You know, we're going to try to do it with the anime style, anime structure, and it's going to be anime themed. So hope you guys are ready for that because we are, and we're excited about it, baby.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I hope y'all enjoy, you know, listening to us and, you know, surviving to the end of this. And hopefully we see y'all and hear from y'all, you know, your feedbacks and whatnot on our handles that we gave y'all in the earlier in the introduction. But, you know, if that's it for you, that's it for me. Shall we catch y'all in the next episode?
Yes, Sirski. Catch you in the next one. Stay geeky.
Before we go, one thing to say, you know, be true to you, be real, you know, with yourself, and remember to always love yourself inside and out. And if you ever have time to just sit down and talk to us, we don't mind, you know, geeking out.
Yeah, what he said. And also, before we go, I know we keep extending the salutations, but, you know, it's just we want to, you know, we just already feel comfortable with you guys. We want to just keep talking. But I just want to say I am thankful and grateful to all of you that are listening, all of you that will be listening, and anybody that's rocking with us. You're going to always hear me say this, but I just appreciate you taking the time out of your day to come and listen to this podcast. It means the world to me. It just lets us know that we on the path that we're destined to be on and that we're doing what the universe has called us to do or one of the many things that the universe has called us to do. So, again, this is from both of us. It's not just me because I know he feels the exact same way. We appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedules, out of your busy lives to come and listen to us. and just have a great time. So thank you, and may God bless you and keep you as well.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. All right. And we out. Peace.
Peace.